This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks, again, truly, thanks for being with me. I do really appreciate the time that you show up, that you hang out, that you get involved, that you discuss. I want you discussing as well. Discussing as well. Some of you are pretty disgusting. I've read what you've written. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. Head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, get involved in the conversation. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, always good for a chuckle. I mean, seriously, I think you'll enjoy it. So a lot of chapters in the book apply to today, right? My very first chapter in the book is absolutes, absolutely not. The left doesn't want you to have any absolutes, no right, no wrong, well, unless it's their right and wrong. No boy, no girl, no up, no down. I mean, just amazing. And so what they're pushing on us, what they try to get us to believe is truth. And science doesn't matter to them anymore. That's gone. You know, and you can prove that through many ways. So anyway, head up to the website, check it out, buy a coffee mug. You can, some of you who are watching can see, I'm drinking out of my TRS mug. And I say coffee tastes better in it. And you know, if you're listening to me, you know, and I tell the truth. So, coffee tastes better in it. And if it doesn't, maybe there's something wrong with your tongue. I don't know, your taste buds, whatever. So we just heard a little while ago that Robert Mueller is going to testify before the Joint House panel on July 17th. And think about this. The two guys, the most upright, honest men of integrity that you know, have been pounding on him to show up. Nadler and Shifty Schiff. All right, so little Weebly Nabler and Shifty Schiff want him to come out and testify. The Dems are excited. They're like over the top excited. I think this is going to be another one of those nothing burgers, and I actually think that Nadler and Schiff are going to be sitting there going, oh my God, what did we do? Seriously. Because if I was A.G. Barr, I would sit with, because they did before the report came out. I would sit with Mueller and say, okay, here's what you didn't talk about. Why? Right? Why didn't you go into more details of where you got the dossier? Why didn't you go into more detail about how much information you had on President Obama actually being involved in this? Why did you wipe out the, I mean, I would go through the whole list of stuff and say, you know, these are all things I think somebody should look into, Bob. What do you think? I'm going to hand these over. See, I would hand them over to Cruz and say, here you go. Here's all the questions I'd like to, you figure out how your boy's going to do this, but here's what I'm going to do. And I'm sure he'll get him in the right hands in Congress. They'll get him to the right people. They'll lay out a whole line of questioning. I would put this guy on the hot seat, something fierce. And not to discredit him, but to make him answer the questions he didn't answer in the report. That he didn't include in the report, if you would. But just the mere fact that Nadler and Schiff are the ones pushing this tells me, you know what, because remember, he said, I'm not coming. I'm not going to do anything like that. My report speaks for itself. End of discussion. And, you know, NADLA's been lying to people, says they want the full report. Well, they have access to the full report. They want the full report. Well, they know it won't be released. They know that there'll always be a part of it that'll be redacted. It has to be. By law. Laws that they can change, which is always hilarious. You can change the law. Why don't you do it? What are you waiting for? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Right? And it's in, you know, the fact that the Obama administration was involved in a lot of anti-Trump actions are in those papers, are in some of the evidence that was gathered before they put the report together. Why didn't it make it in there? And as I said, you know, guys like Jim Jordan and Ted Cruz, they'll make this thing come to light. They will force this thing to the forefront, and I'm good with that. I think it's great. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. For my, this stuff just, this drives me out of my mind, as they say. So these churches that, on a regular basis, you know, let's get something straight. People won't agree with this, but it's too bad. You don't go looking for a church that you are comfortable with, which doesn't make you feel bad. You love the feeling of the church. You love the way the pastor just talks about how pretty the roses are, how pretty the flowers are. Look at God's creations. Isn't everything wonderful? Now, the church you want to go to is a church that actually uses the Bible, uses Scripture, right, to show you how you should be living your life. How do you apply biblical principle to your everyday walk? How do you apply God's plan to your everyday walk? And if it makes you feel bad, well, that's not the church's fault. What are you doing wrong? I mean, it's that simple. If your pastor starts teaching about God being your sufficiency, God being your only source, if you would, and you've been on welfare for 18 years, and he says something like, if you've been dependent on state aid for any length of time, you're not dependent on God, and you get offended and walk out, well, you're offended at God, aren't you? I could come out with a whole bunch of things where we say certain things. We say we believe certain things. We really don't. And there are churches in this country, for whatever reason, you know, obviously they decide. There are churches all through this country, will tell you, they loosely interpret in Scripture to include everybody. Well, Jesus wasn't very inclusive. Read what he had to say. Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Good guitar riff. Really, seriously. Some of the stuff today, well, I don't even think they have them today, right? Some of you guys are into music. I'm not so much. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate it, the time that you spend with us on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, as I like to say. So I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right, so I'm dealing more, I'm being a little bit more spiritual with you this evening. And I say that because, you know, at one point in time in this country, I remember growing up. Grew up as a Catholic in Boston. And though, obviously, we didn't agree with everybody else's doctrine, I do remember being respectful. I do remember being told, you know, there are other people that don't believe like we do. They don't think like we do. And you really just need to be respectful of what they believe. And now I see stupid things happening. I see things happening that make me nuts. Look, whether you believe in Catholicism or not, you would think that you'd have enough respect for somebody. You know, when I see nuns, for instance, it's from a respectful standpoint that you say, you know, good afternoon, sister, you know, have a nice day, whatever it is. That's how they like to be, or they prefer to be spoken to as. And why can't, even if you don't believe in what they believe, here's a person that is dead, in 99.9% of the times, they have dedicated their life to taking care of others. They have dedicated their life for other people. They've taken a selfless mode in their life. And you can't take a few minutes, a few seconds when they go by, to nod, to smile. I mean, some of these women have been through, and not for other reasons, but they've been through some pretty interesting situations in their lives. Cities they've gone into, places they've gone to feed the poor and help the sick and help the homeless. And they've decided to do that. They didn't decide to go to work and cut a check. Right? They decided to do the work. It was that simple. So show them a little respect. And some of these other ones, too. I don't know much about the other religions. But you do have people that dedicate their lives to the good of others. That should be rewarded, not made fun of, whether you agree with it or not. Anyway. So, but I get into some of these other churches. I get into some of these other churches to do it. And I'm going, where is the God in this picture? Let's talk about the United Methodist Church deciding to bless Planned Parenthood. You might as well get in the mood. Although, I don't know what's so spiritual about that. And I am not making fun of all my United Methodist Church people. I'm not, because I know there's some variances or differences in churches. But can any church that holds up, that believes in abortion, or teaches that abortion is acceptable to Jesus Christ, what church are you? Are you the church, First Church of Satan? Look in the Old Testament of that same Bible that we study. The sacrifice of the day was always a baby, an infant. It was accepted perfectly. As a matter of fact, it was more acceptable, more favorable than any other kind of sacrifice. Children, babies. We're back at it again. Really? See, Jesus is all about life. God's all about life. When you say nothing, and again, this is a, let's be clear here. These are decisions you have to make with God, not me, you, and God. And some of you are going to find this distasteful, but go look at these situations where women are raped and decide to still have the child. And you think, oh my God, can you imagine what her life is like? Why don't you find out? Why don't you read the stories of these women who decided to make the hard choice to have that child, and that child has turned out to be something amazing, spectacular. One woman I heard in one of the things she was talking about, she said, that baby is not the baby of the rape. That's my child. Like, wow, okay. That's a decision she made. You should never make fun of her for that. And then you talk about it, such sincerity. Oh my God, can you imagine what she went through when over 60% of women who have abortions suffer from it from quite some time, and they're suicidal. They have more suicidal thoughts than a woman who has a birth. And again, I'd have to say, why in God's creation wouldn't you think of adoption? But let's get back to a church thinking it's okay. Right? Now, God said he knew you The Bible says that God says he knew you before you were in your mom's womb, okay? So before you were conceived, God knew who you were. Okay, now some of you can say, well, of course, he knows everything. No, let's go a little further with that. He said he had a plan for your life before you were in your mom's womb. He has laid out the order of your feet. He has laid out what you were going to look like. He has laid all that out ahead of time. And your mom gets pregnant or whatever, you get pregnant, you don't have time for a baby, you find out it's a boy and you wanted a girl, right? I mean, all these excuses. But now I'm only taking this from a biblical standpoint, right? I mean, you guys who don't believe in the Bible, you don't believe in God, you don't believe in any of that stuff, this doesn't apply to you. Just listen and laugh, because I'm sure you enjoy. And you have a pastor or a priest of a church that said Jesus is okay with abortion. You are blessing abortion. So what you're saying is, you're so high and mighty, you're so much more knowledgeable than God. You've got so much more going on that plan that God set in motion for that child's life, for that important human being's life, you have a right to stop it. That's right. You're saying, I'm going to end this life that God said he already had planned before he made it into my womb. I'm going to end this life of this child that God has a, you know, I mean, I know this is, I'm reaching here, but you could be aborting the child that'll find the next cure for cancer. God may have a plan. So you're willing to go nose to nose with the Almighty, the creator of the universe. Now again, this is only church people, because that's what this is about here. You're going to go nose to nose with the creator of the universe and tell him that child is worth nothing. My friend, you got cojones like a lion. That's what I have to say. We'll be back in a few minutes to talk more about the United Church of Christ blessing a Planned Parenthood facility. Love to see how that works. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour, we learned former special counsel Robert Mueller agrees to testify before Congress on July 17th. He will sit before the House Intelligence and Judiciary Committees and answer questions about the Russia investigation. In other news, a huge insult lodged at President Trump by leaders in Iran who say the White House is afflicted with mental retardation. This after President Trump imposes brand new sanctions. An update now on the situation in Venezuela.
Special Representative for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, says Maduro spent $209 million for an air defense system from Russia this week. President Trump has ordered additional humanitarian aid for Venezuela.
The USNS Comfort hospital ship and will dock at a number of ports to bring medical care to Venezuelan refugees and local residents.
I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Hey, just got good news during the break. Really good news. No, it just makes it easier. Mitsubishi Motors has decided to relocate out of California. That's right, they're leaving too. They can't stand all the regulations. They can't stand the, what's coming down on them from the legislature. So I want to thank the California Democrats for driving more tax revenue out of California while bringing more pain to the taxpayers by giving education and health care to illegals. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your forward thinking. Whatever. Joe Messina, your host. All right, well, we're talking about how the churches, some churches, not all churches, but some churches, really are trying to justify some crazy, crazy stuff. I don't know, because they want to fit in. And people who go to these churches who decide, hey, I feel good here, they line up with my thinking. That's not a reason to go to a church. You're going to a church to get better. You're going to a church to learn the Word of God in most cases, right? So what is it? If God's word doesn't line up with your thinking, you go find a church where a pastor will water down the message so you feel comfortable there? Not a reason to be there. In the wake of new state legislation and Trump administration policies restricting the reproductive rights of women, let me rephrase that because the writer obviously doesn't understand. The administration policy is restricting the murder of children. A group of clergy and lay people attending the United Church of Christ, their General Synod, traveled to Milwaukee Planned Parenthood Clinic after worship on Sunday. Who are they worshiping? That would be my question. To join its staff in a service of blessing and solidarity. Now, the gathering reaffirmed the denomination's long history of support for reproductive choice. For women, for health care providers, delivering the full range of services to their women patients. The Reverend Tracy Blackmond, a trained nurse and a UCC Associate General Minister of Justice of Local Church Ministry, she assured the participating Planned Parenthood staff members that the UCC stands with you. Well, the church does. Or that building. And those people in there maybe do. But God doesn't. God is very specific on life and the taking of. You thank God it's not the Old Testament, because he required a life for a life. Blood for blood. Eye for an eye. Referring to the new restrictions, Blackmun asserted this is not about reproductive rights, it's about controlling women. I wonder what she says about God. When God lays out the hierarchy, when God talks about women differently than men, does she want to go nose to nose with God? You could explain to God that you know better than him what's right for the species that he created, the world that he created? Man, well, how high and mighty we are, right? All right, God, you're a little old. Maybe you're out of touch with humanity here. Here's how it's supposed to work. Now, that is a conversation from some people who think they're going to have it. That's one that I hope and I ask God to allow me to sit on a couch and watch happen. Because it's entertainment like you could never get. It's about controlling women. No, it's not. It's about living by what the Bible says. Period. If it were about children, we would have the same amount of energy at the border right now. If it was about children, we wouldn't have children being hungry at night. Right, you know why? Because the church is screwed up, lady. How many people are you out feeding every day? Do you have events? Do you have things where you're feeding and clothing children in your neighborhood? Because there's a lot of churches that don't do that. We've advocated that. Because the government now shows up with tax dollars to make people dependent on tax dollars. No, churches and communities should be stepping up. They should be taking care of the sick, the elderly, the hungry, the poor, the kids. That's what we're supposed to do. The Bible is very specific. Nowhere in the Bible does it say, go out, elect people that will take your tax money from you to take care of others. You can't find that anywhere. The Bible says you go out and feed, you go out and take care of, you go out and get clothes too. Not you go out, elect somebody that will take care of these things. Nowhere. Because God knows, right? The all-knowing. He knows that the minute the government gets involved, the minute they get their claws in you, that's it. You can't go anywhere else. Because you know why now? Because now you're afraid that if you vote for somebody, you don't get to have that. I thought this was hilarious the other day. EBT cards. If you don't know an EBT card, you know, it's a government food stamp card for all intents and purposes, right? Now they give it to you in cards. They don't give you money or those. Remember the food stamp dollars you see people use at the supermarket? All right. I'm seeing the card acceptance go up in windows of McDonald's, Burger King. I thought that was for food. Right? Not that stuff they serve at those fast food joints. And not only that, it's for food for you to take home to cook for your kids. So, I mean, when they run out of money, and then these same people are screaming, well, there's not enough money to get me through the month. Well, holy Jesus, not if you go to fast food joint all the time. Anyway, so back to how they justify this. It has had nothing to do with women's rights. And when she says it's all about the children, look at the children at the border right now. Are you down there feeding them? Right? Maybe what you should do. Here, I got a hint for you. Because the Bible tells us we're supposed to follow the rules of the land, right? The laws of the land, not break them. So maybe what you should do in yourself, with your self-righteous self and congregation, is go down into the El Salvadors of the world. Go down and help these people apply for citizens or apply for residency long before they get here, like the law says. Why don't you help them with that? Right? Instead of going down there and just wanting to blow all the laws apart. You know, they're coming here, supposedly. They're coming here for a better life. They're coming here because we do have a rule of law. This is all hypocritical, and especially from this church's point of view. Right? Why don't you put the same amount of energy that you're praying over Planned Parenthood, the abortion mill, the murder mill for kids, maybe you should put the same amount of energy and helping those families apply properly. Maybe you can help feed them before they get here. Maybe we should take some of those $500 phones away from them and give them, you know, a $19 flip phone. I see them at Best Buy all the time. So it's really easy. I would love to go nose to nose with these people because nobody pushes back on them like this. It's not a fight for women's rights at all. Tanya Atkinson, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, said that she would not be able to find the words to express how meaningful it was to her and her colleagues to have UCC faith leaders join them on this sacred ground. Wow. Wow, think about this. They are butchering babies there. Look, there's no other way to put this, people. Whether you want to hear this or not, there's no other way to put this. They have to cut those babies apart to get them out. Those little human beings with arms and legs and everything else. They call it the only sacred ground, the only person that would consider that sacred is Satan. Yeah, that's right. Whether you believe in him or not, Satan. Because this is what he wants. You've got people. You don't. If you're praying to God, you're praying for guidance. You're praying for what he wants you to do. Are you going to look at me and tell me that God's going to tell you, don't put this baby up for adoption. Don't try to take care of it yourself. You're not ready for this. Wipe it out. I'll take care of the rest. No problem. I'd like you to look me in the face and say that. As a believer. If you're not a believer, doesn't mean anything. Seriously. Can you believe that? She called it sacred ground. There is no way that person prays to the God of Abraham. No way. Or relying on the God of Abraham. Now listen, let's be clear. I don't believe in levels of sin. Sin is sin is sin. Adultery, murder, abortion, all the same. Because God's not going to tell you to do any of those things. Or sanction any of those things for that matter. But to call it holy ground, sacred ground, yeah, that's just that is sick at so many levels. And to show you, I mean, again, I understand freedom of speech, okay? Really simply. Let's go back to seeing, I don't know if you know this, but Hail Satan was an opening prayer at the Alaska government meeting. Right? So this is how much you and I have allowed. And think about something. They got most people so afraid, they won't even say God's name in public. They won't talk about Trump in public. They won't talk about their belief system in public. And yet these Satanists and others will talk about killing babies and worshiping Satan in public as if that was now the norm. And we have allowed this to happen. This is sad. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They can't for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. CNOT programs broadcast on Fox Business News Blockchain Data Centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain Data Centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We're back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being involved in a conversation. Okay, this is a great one. So I'll get back to the church story in a second because this is important. These nut jobs, aborting babies is fine. Right, that no big deal. But the same celebrities that are fighting for abortion or to keep it are now fighting to make it illegal, in essence, to boil lobsters alive. You know why? Because they feel pain. I'm sure the children that are being cut up in an abortion don't feel any pain at all. Right? Think about it. These guys are supporting a new effort to protect lobsters from a painful death, while unborn baby humans, no problem at all. The humane treatment of animals is important. Many celebrities ignore how pain-capable human babies are being brutally killed. They don't care. They don't care. Can't hear those kids screaming because they're surrounded. I don't know. Have you ever heard a wild? Ever heard a lobster scream?
Yeah, they do. They go in the water. But it's not them screaming. It's the steam coming out their shells.
Oh, well, there you go. So there you go. That's hilarious. So, British comedian Bill Bailey and wildlife presenter Chris Apakam, they put their support behind a effort to prohibit lobsters from being boiled or dismembered alive. They joined the organization Crustacean Compassion. Oh, my God. Please. You know, I'm going to have a Joe moment. I have to beg for money through donations, right, to keep a good show on the air. And I won't say beg, but, you know, ask for. And yet these guys will get hundreds of thousands of dollars to save the lobster, a bottom feeder on the ocean. It's just amazing to me. So the left, they are crazier than we are. They'll do anything to stand up for... Okay, so they sent the letter to the environmental... To Environmental Secretary Michael Gove, urging him to include lobsters as a sentient creature in a new animal welfare bill that's being pushed through the British Parliament. Oh, this is great. The letter says that the group of crustaceans include lobsters and crabs are crammed together in brightly lit tanks. Well, that's terrible, right? We don't want them to have a lot of light. In restaurants, so they know what's coming. Think about it. They're all nervous and stuff, probably sweating. There's no economic or culinary reason why they cannot be humanely dispatched or killed. Yet killing is sometimes preceded by breaking off the legs, the head, the tail, and is often accompanied by boiling alive. Well, at that point, if you're missing all those limbs, I think boiling alive would be welcome, you know? So, they're just crazy people. The groups claim that lobsters and other animals are subjected to extreme treatments in the food industry. Right? Switzerland recently banned the boiling of lobsters based on new scientific evidence that they feel pain. Well, we have scientific evidence that kids feel pain. That's right. Babies in the uterus, they feel pain. So kind of try to understand here. Right? Whose lives are more valuable? The lobster or the kid? Obviously, according to the left, it's the lobster. They come out on top. Isn't it funny how we're, when it comes to the food chain, when it comes to what the Darwinians look at the way things are, we're at the top, but not to these people. We're at the bottom. Lobsters are above us, apparently. You know, seriously. Anyway, I thought you'd enjoy that. That was just sick to no end. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Doesn't get any better than this. You got one church that decides that God is all for, and they're gonna pray over the sacred ground where blood is shed, right? Associated Press is reporting that when a woman declared "Hail Satan," she was given by the Satanic Temple member Iris Fontana, who won the right to open the meeting with an invocation of her choice. That which will not bend us must break. And that which can be destroyed by truth should never be spared as demise. It is done. Hail Satan, Fontana said. She opened up the meeting in Alaska. Now, the prayer started Tuesday night, the meeting off in Kenai Peninsula Borough. Several attendees got up and walked out. Right? The Fontana was reportedly among one of the plaintiffs in a lawsuit litigated by the ACLU of the Alaska against the borough after it approved a policy in 2016 to only allow people belonging to official organizations with an established presence on the peninsula to give invocations and meetings. The biggest scare here is that there's a satanic temple or a satanic organization there on the peninsula. The Alaska Supreme Court ruled that the borough policy was unconstitutional. The policy has been changed to allow anyone to offer an invocation, regardless of affiliation. You know, the problem with this is it kind of just lays foolish, real, legitimate religions. Right? What are those Pastafarians? They believe in the spaghetti, and they don't really. You know they don't. Believe in a spaghetti god, and they wear a colander or a spaghetti strainer on their head. You know, it's them spoofing, making fun of religions. Do you really think that's what our founding fathers had in mind? I always go back to that because the Democrats seem to be doing it more and more. They talk about what our founding fathers go back to, what they believed in, what they were looking for. Well, if that's the truth, really, do you really think that what these men fought for, the reality of what they gave up in life and property and freedom, do you really think that they gave it up for the tomfoolery of a Pastafarian? Right? The fight for Festivus, a made-up holiday? Now, some people say, well, you know, it's all about the black community. No, no, it's not. Go look at where it started and why it started. I mean, I can go on and on and on with this stuff. We have made fun and a mockery of pretty much everything. If anything goes, everything goes. I mean, all right, breathe. Nothing is sacred. From babies to religion to God. Look, I even have respect for atheists. Because my attitude is, you know, that is a tough belief system to get behind. You believe in absolutely nothing. It's all over. Switch off. You're out. Then why can't I just do or shouldn't I do anything what's the best for me and the heck with you and humanity? It's all about me because I don't know how long I'm going to be here. Fiat Chrysler was moving. You know, remember, I'm doing some of these stories, or bringing some of these stories back, I should say. What I love about this is that, remember what Obama and Biden, Obama said we can never bring it back. We'd never bring back these industries. We'd never bring back, you know, the car industry building here. It's just amazing. All the stuff that we weren't going to be able to do, bring back the economy. Apparently, he thought he did enough damage to keep it from ever returning. But about a year ago, Fiat Chrysler said that they're going to move their Ram production to Michigan from Mexico. So again, out of Mexico, bringing it north, trying to help Detroit rebuild. I don't understand why nobody has even tried this. Or had tried this, or had to try. You know, we're giving all kinds of subsidies. We're giving all kinds of tax breaks to companies. Why not give some of these companies tax breaks and subsidies to bring their businesses back from overseas, from south of the border? Why not do that? Remember, this whole project, and as a matter of fact, they're still working on it, but they're working on it nonetheless. These plants will start producing cars in 2020. Nothing happens overnight. They've got to throw over $1 billion in revamping those plants. Think of all the jobs, though, they're going to bring to the areas around that. And I've talked to you about this before. They may bring in 600 workers, but that's going to bring in 1,600 support people. Electricians, plumbers, carpenters, mechanics, people to work the local little malls, maintenance people. But they're going to bring 2,500 jobs to Michigan. Once that plant opens up, right? And because of this, and because of some of the breaks that Trump put in place, you know, they said the money only went to the upper 1% and what have you. I want you to think about something here. So here's a company, because they're getting some tax breaks and they're getting some breaks, they're bringing 2,500 jobs into that area. Remember that they pay local taxes. They pay local payroll taxes. So money goes into Michigan. The company's given 2,000 $2,000 bonuses over 60,000 U.S. workers. Yeah, I can see how bad that is. Joe Messina, your host. Hey, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Let your friends know about the show.